From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Two more resolved COVID-19 cases in our region bring the currently active number down to seven. Neither does the Porcupine Health Unit have any to report today, leaving the number so far at 2,195. Pfizer says its latest studies show its vaccine against COVID-19 is proving to be very effective among children between the ages of 5 and 11. The company tested more than 2,200 kids using a lower dose, and results show what it calls a robust antibody response. The vaccine also proved to be safe, with no more side effects than those experienced by those between the ages of 16 and 25. Pfizer will be submitting the results to the Food and Drug Administration in the U.S., seeking emergency approval for its use. Company officials add that results of tests on children as young as 6 months should be available later this year. Well, after 5 weeks of campaigning, today is officially Federal Election Day. You have until 9:30 tonight to cast your ballot. Your voter information card has the location of your polling place and what you need to bring with you. We'll be on the air every half hour starting at 9:15, bringing you the updated count for Timmins, James Bay, and Algoma, Manitoulin, Kapuskasing. It could be a few days before results are final. Mail-in votes won't begin to be counted until tomorrow. A quick update now on the watershed advisory for Porcupine Lake and Porcupine River we told you about last Tuesday. It's now been lifted by the Timmins Flood Advisory Committee. The vice chair of the Timmins Festival and Events Committee says Rock on the River Reconnect will have a different look from past events. It will be at Hollingshead Park for the first time, and Jeremy Wilson says it will have a Northern Ontario feel.
We're working on having warming stations with an enclosed fire pit area. VIP has some exclusive things to just have that northern feel.
Wilson adds that Reconnect in the name signifies bringing people together after a year and a half of no live concerts. VIP tickets for the October 1st and 2nd event are sold out. Wilson says not to wait to get general admission tickets. And finally, this afternoon, you can explore Timmins history this coming weekend in person and online during Doors Open Timmins. Among virtual offerings is the concrete Hollingshead Mine headframe, and says Museum Director Curator Karen Bachman, the Shrine to Local Sports, the McIntyre Community Building.
Lacey Rigg did a fantastic video of the entire building. So you get to go into things like the what used to be the mirrored skating room, which was a special room for young skaters to go and practice.
Doors Open Timmins runs Saturday and Sunday. The full list of sites is on the museum's website. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.